This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. United Nations aid chief Martin Griffiths described on Saturday the devastating earthquake that hit southern Turkey and northwestern Syria as the worst event in 100 years in this region. The death toll has risen past 28,000 people. Griffiths walked through areas piled high with debris from the quake as rescue workers continued to move rubble and search for survivors, speaking during a news briefing in the Turkish province of Kahramanmaraş. Griffiths also lauded Turkey's response to the disaster as extraordinary.
The courage of your first responders working 24 hours all the time to get people out, hoping for one more sound, for one more person to survive. This is something I will not forget.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has paid tribute to the victims of the earthquake during a visit to the Turkish embassy in Kyiv. Video released on Saturday shows the Ukrainian leader laying flowers, writing a message, and speaking to the Turkish ambassador to Kyiv, Ahmet Yagmur. Zelensky said earlier his country was ready to provide necessary assistance to Turkey, which is grappling with how to shelter hundreds of thousands of people left homeless in the middle of winter. Russia's defense ministry says it carried out a massive strike on energy facilities of Ukraine's military-industrial complex on Friday. The ministry did not identify the energy facilities it claimed to have hit. It said the strike had also blocked the transport of foreign weapons and ammunition by rail to battlegrounds in Ukraine. Ukraine's armed forces said late on Friday that Russian forces had fired more than 100 missiles and mounted 12 air and 20 shelling attacks. On the previous day, it said 61 Russian crews.